Hello, hello, beautiful souls, beautiful mamas. I am so thankful that you're here with us today for another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. We have a special guest today, Carolyn, speaking all about human design. So I want to share a quick snippet of the episode and let's dive in.
If I'm being honest, human design has really been the thing that has given me the permission to show up in this new way, to actually slow down, to listen to what my body wants, and to make decisions based on what I actually desire.
Hey, mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, mamas, and welcome back to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am your host, Jenna, an intuitive mindset and habit coach, here to help guide you on how to wake up from autopilot and feel good again by connecting back to your love, soul, and spirit-aligned self. And we are so thankful that you are here with us today. I have the pleasure, the honor, and the utmost appreciation of having a dear friend on the show today, Carolyn. Carolyn is a mindset and business mentor who helps creative mothers build intentional and heart-centered businesses. Her own journey through postpartum anxiety led her on her way of just on that path of self-healing and self-discovery. And by becoming wildly aware herself and learning to trust her inner guidance, she has built a thriving and sustainable business fueled by creativity and purpose. She supports moms to find harmony between motherhood and entrepreneurship and guides them to create a successful business that aligns with their soul. And by golly, I am so excited to dive into today's conversation because we're going to be unpacking such a fascinating topic that she uses in her life as well as her services that she offers. And I just had a session with her recently and it just aligned so well with who I am. It was just so mind-blowing, eye-opening, just in the best, most nurturing way. So I want to pass over the mic to you, my dear friend. Can you tell us more about you and how you got into human design and helping other moms with this as well?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Jenna. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast. First off, like, it's honestly such an honor to be here. Like, I've been following you for quite some time and we've recently connected more. And I just feel like we're very much on a similar path. So I'm so grateful to be here today. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for those of you who don't know me, that was such a lovely introduction. So I'm Carolyn, and I am a mindset, a business mentor for mothers and kind of more specifically mompreneurs who are looking to be really intentional about how they create their life and their business. So I specifically really love helping moms to follow their passion and to really create a business that feels good to their soul. I know how overwhelming, how stressful motherhood and entrepreneurship can be. And I truly think that we can make our life and our business feel so much more fun and so much more ease-filled if we start looking within ourselves when we are deciding how we want to show up on the day-to-day. So maybe to just give you like a bit of an introduction on how, you know, I got into human design. So first off, I won't go into my whole like long, like 10-minute story, but I'm a mom to two littles, so Harvey and Ada. And as you mentioned, after having Harvey, I struggled quite a bit with postpartum anxiety. And so it's funny because it was really in that time that I was really forced to face parts of myself that I didn't even realize were holding me back. And I really began prioritizing healing from the inside out so that I could show up as my best self for me and for my kids, right? And so in this process of healing, I dove into a lot of mindset, mindfulness, energetics work. And I did that because I really wanted to get out of my head. I wanted to get out of my head, out of, you know, the fears and the worries that were kind of holding me back. And I really wanted to start prioritizing listening to my body and to my intuition. And so it was really in this process that I realized that I had created a life for myself that was different from the one that I actually wanted. I was a full-time registered nurse. I was working shift work. It didn't actually feel good to me. And I wanted something completely different. And so I wanted to let go of this, like, also this hustle and this kind of sacrifice mentality that really became my baseline as a mom. And so if I'm being honest, human design has really been the thing that has given me the permission to show up in this new way, to actually slow down, to listen to what my body wants, and to make decisions based on what I actually desire. And so I became certified as a human design reader. I like jumped in with 2 feet, and now I help other moms and other mompreneurs kind of do the same sort of thing for themselves.
I just can't get over how similar our stories are. Like, I know that you and I, we've said this so much, but I'm just like listening to you. I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm sure like just so many moms listening, like have these little bits, like the relatability piece, like, yes, you know, I suffered from postpartum anxiety and maybe I was working outside the home too. Or just that fact of like, you're living this life that it you like, you just get like in that monotony and you're just like, wait, this isn't what I truly want. And that was, it like gave me chills. So there were a couple points or parts where I was just like, oh my gosh, I got chills because it's just so, so relatable. So can you dive in a little, because you have been the master here, right? Because I had no idea what human design was. Tell me, like, tell our listeners, what exactly is human design?
Yeah. And so I'm going to do my best to keep this like really simple and basic today, because human design can get very, very complicated. And so I like to keep it very simple, very basic. We're literally just going to be like skimming the surface of it today and try and make it really like practical, so you guys can take some things away and start to use this in your day-to-day life. Because again, human design has been so impactful for me. So if you're not familiar with human design at all, it is a system that blends science and spirituality. And it is based on, you know, many different systems, including astrology, Kabbalah, the I Ching system, the chakra system, quantum physics. And that's where it can get like really, really complicated, right? But essentially what you do with human design is you take your birth date, your birth time and your birth location, and you input it and you get your unique human design chart. Okay. And when you start to read that chart, what it does is it helps you get to know yourself on a deeper level. And it is also a tool that can really empower you to understand how you are different, how you are unique. It helps you kind of lean into the person that you are deep down on a soul level, and start to use your intuition when you are making decisions in your day-to-day life. Human design, as you know, because I just did a reading for you, it also gives you insight into your unique gifts, your strengths. And when we lean into that person that we are on a soul level and start making decisions and start making actions based on occur, that is when we begin to align with kind of our soul's true purpose in this life.
We're watching each other right now. It's just like, it's fascinating. I am so fascinated by it. And just when we had our reading, when you read over my chart, because I had no idea what it was. And I mean, we've talked a little bit recently, right? Getting to know each other more, but not on the level of you like analyzing this chart of mine. And I was in tears. I was like epiphany moments. Like there were so many just like, oh my goodness, that's not coincidental, right? It was just like the beauty of just all the pieces here. And I feel like moms listening to this show, like you have that piece of like, you know, that like you want to connect back to yourself. You know that because that's what the show is about, right? Really tuning back in, aligning to your soul and spirit aligned self. And I absolutely love this. So, okay, let's keep rolling. So how can understanding what our human design type or understanding how human design, how can that be helpful for moms?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually just to comment back kind of on what you said, like, you know, if you get a human design reading done, or if you start looking into human design at all, that's the really beautiful thing about it, is like connecting back to your authentic self. When I had my own chart reading done, these were already things that I knew to be true about myself, these strengths, these gifts that I have, but I didn't actually see them as being helpful. I didn't necessarily lean into them. And the more that I've become aware, the more that it has helped me in my everyday life and in my motherhood. And so absolutely, this is like such an important piece, like how can human design be helpful for mothers, right? And so the way I see it is that the noise from society has gotten really loud lately. And there is so much information out there saying like, you need to mother in this way, you need to do this thing, you need to do this, right? Whether it be through social media, there's just like so much information out there now. And a lot of us moms are left feeling like we should, or we have to mother in a specific way in order to be a good mom. And that is completely how I felt, especially as a brand new mom. Like I was looking outside of myself in order to decide like, what do I do with this little baby, right? And what this does is it creates so much stress and anxiety to like live up to these unrealistic expectations. When we're looking outside of ourselves, when we're comparing ourselves to other moms, what everyone else is doing, it's so stressful and overwhelming. And so really for me, human design has been this beautiful permission slip to come home to my authentic self, to start mothering in a way that feels good for me, regardless of what everyone else is doing. And it really allows me to tap into my body, tap into my intuition, to make decisions in my motherhood, again, that actually feel good, that are not from this place of should, right? Like there's no rule book to motherhood. There's no rule book on like, you know, should I sleep train? When should I introduce solids? Like how much screen time should I give? There's no answers. And so it's so common for us to either think about our decisions logically or to look outside of ourselves and see what other people are doing. And so again, this is a process about coming home to you. Like what feels good for you when you're making those decisions? And the more that I've leaned into that, the easier my motherhood has been. Human design has also helped me to live with a lot more intention. It teaches us about our kind of natural energy levels, and it has really helped me to let go of hustling and allowed me to slow down and be much more intentional about what my day looks like and where I should set boundaries for myself. It also helps me as a mom to embody those gifts and strengths that I knew to be true about myself that I didn't necessarily lean into. And I think that's so important for us moms, because when we're able to, again, lean into our natural gifts, I think it also models for our kids that they should do the same thing, right? And that's such a beautiful thing that us mothers can do for our kids. And then lastly, it's helped me kind of to heal these habits and patterns that are no longer serving me so that I can be my authentic self.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. And I know we're going to get into like intuition and alignment quick here, but you've said this a couple times and it just hits home because we do talk about this a lot on the show with like quieting that noise, right? The expectations, the pressures, society, right? And we just get like stuck again in that monotony of just trying to show up how we think we should be when you know deep down, like what that inner guidance is saying, like what you truly feel to be that innate, just instinctive way, right? Oh, it's so beautiful. And I love that you do this work. Okay, moving on.
So, I just want to say, sorry to interrupt you, Jenna, just to add on to that, like the more that I've done this work, I've really realized that my body, my intuition, my inner guidance is always communicating with me. It's just whether I actually choose to tune in and listen or not, right? Yeah. It's there. And so it's really this process of becoming more self-aware and trusting yourself to follow that intuition, because it doesn't feel natural. We're not taught it in school. Like, again, we're taught to make decisions based on logic and based on what everyone else is doing. And so it can feel really unnatural when you're starting to play around with human design at first. And so part of it is this process of learning to really trust yourself, trust that what you're saying, what your body is communicating, what your intuition is saying is enough, and that it can lead to bigger, greater things.
So well said. So well said. So you've mentioned alignment a little bit. Maybe I think I have too. So what does it mean? Someone just, again, new here, right? In this space, what does it mean to shift into alignment, and how can we kind of experiment with this? How do we know when we are in alignment and kind of using our human design chart?
Yeah. This is a really good question, because I think alignment is this like buzz term that gets thrown around 100%. A lot. So being in alignment for me means kind of living in harmony with that true self, taking action as the person that you are deep down on a soul level. And when we start to take action as her, as that person, that true, our true self deep down, we begin to feel this sense of authenticity, of fulfillment, and just this overall well-being. Okay. And so another way to explain it maybe is when we are in alignment, we are the same person deep down as the person that we are outwardly portraying to the world. And therefore, when you are in alignment, it becomes really easy for the universe or God or source, whatever you call it, right, to know what to send you in order to support you, right? Because it's no longer confusing. If you are one person deep down and outwardly you are pretending to be someone else, the universe gets confused. It's like, I don't understand. How can I support you? But when we are showing our true authentic self and we're letting it express out into the world, it becomes really easy for the universe, God, source to say, like, here is what you need in order for me to support you. And why that's helpful is because, you know, resources, signs, synchronicities start coming into your world with so much more ease because the universe is no longer confused. And that's amazing for us moms because, you know, I don't want to hustle, push, be controlling in order to achieve success. But so by shifting into alignment, things can happen for us so much easier. And that's what I've truly found to be true as I've got kind of gone on this journey for myself. And so in order to shift into alignment, in human design, we talk about playing around with two different things. So the first thing is your strategy, and the second thing is your authority. So just to back up, a little bit, just to make this a little bit more basic. So if you have never looked into your human design chart at all, you can go on the internet, look it up. You'll look it up with your birth date, your birth time, your birth location, and it will spit out your human design chart. And on that chart, you will see your energy type. Okay, there are 5 different energy types in human design. If you were to look up your sun sign in astrology, you would know if you're a Sagittarius or a Taurus, right? This is kind of what your energy type is like in human design. So there are 5 different energy types in human design. And each energy type has its own strategy. And your strategy in human design is how you are designed to use your energy when you are interacting with other people. So we'll get into this more in a few minutes. Like, we're going to dive into this deeper today. But using your strategy is one way you can begin to shift into alignment. And the second way you can begin to shift into alignment with human design is by playing around with your authority. And your authority in human design is how you are energetically designed to make decisions based on your intuition. So again, we'll get into this a little bit deeper, but I just, for the sake of this podcast, it's helpful if you look up your energy type, your strategy, and your authority. And your strategy and your authority are how you can begin playing around with your human design in order to shift into alignment. Does that make sense?
It does. And I was going to say, like, you did such a an amazing job, explaining what alignment is. I wanted to applaud you as you were talking. Cause I was like, that is probably one of the simplest ways that I've heard. Cause alignment is such a buzz term, right? Yeah. But it truly is like that connection, that synergy of who you truly are and then actually being that person. And you just said it so well. And I did not say it as well as you did. So.
Oh, no, I was just, as soon as you said synergy, I was like, ooh, yes, synergy. Yeah. I'm going to do that in the future because that is it exactly. It's outwardly portraying, you know, who you are deep down to the world. And that's a tough thing to do, right? We put this facade on. It's much easier said than done. And so by tapping into your human design authority and strategy, you can start playing around with shifting into outwardly portraying that person you are deep down.
Yes, yes, yes. So one more question before we dive into what these different energy types are, just to kind of piggyback off of what we were just talking about. So knowing your human design type or just knowing your chart, how can it help moms, us, kind of make these aligned decisions, like really tuning into that intuition and to that self-trust? That's another term that I love, that self-trust piece.
Yeah. So just to go back a bit, kind of as I was talking about, we are taught to make decisions with our head, to make decisions based on logic, making a pros and cons list. Okay. And so human design works very differently. It teaches you how to make decisions with your body and with your intuition. And so, like I said before, this is called your authority in human design. And so, again, we're always making decisions in our day-to-day as moms, right? You know, do I want my kids to co-sleep with me? Do I want to go on a play date today? Like, what do I want my day to look like? We're constantly making decisions that add up, and it can be really stressful. And so in human design, when you look up your chart, you will also be told your authority. And so your authority is how you're designed to make decisions with your intuition. So there are 7 different types of authorities in human design. And the type of authority that you have is dependent on your energy type. But maybe I'll talk about the 3 most common types today. So the 3 most common types are sacral authority and emotional authority and splenic authority. So again, when you look up your chart, you'll be able to see and look up, like, what is my authority? and you can kind of dive deeper into this. So to get a bit more practical, if you are a sacral authority, that means that you are designed to make decisions in the present moment. And you've probably heard someone say, like, you know, what does your gut say? What does your gut say when you're making a decision, right? That completely applies to you if you are a sacral authority. So sacral authorities make decisions in the present moment by answering yes or no questions. So just as an example, if you were a sacral authority and you're trying to decide, you know, do I want to take my kids on a play date today, right? What you should do as a sacral authority is literally close your eyes, tune into your body, and see if your body feels like a yes or a no. So a yes would feel like an expansion, a moving forward. Maybe you will feel butterflies kind of in your gut or like in the pit of your stomach. You might even say, uh-huh, out loud. Whereas a no would feel more like a contraction, a moving back. You might even say, nuh-uh, right? And again, we are using with human design our body to make decisions. Sacral authorities make, like, it is energetically correct for you to make your decision in the present moment by asking these yes or no questions to yourself. And so if you are a sacral authority, start playing around with this in your day-to-day. Start learning what a yes feels like in your body, what a no feels like in your body, and start playing around with trusting these small decisions and see what happens, right? You can even do it by asking yourself, like, do I want to have a coffee right now? Is your body saying yes? Is your body saying no? And once we start to learn to trust ourselves and trusting our body to make those decisions, then you can apply it to, you know, the bigger questions that you have with motherhood, and you'll have that kind of self-trust there already. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So that's the first authority, is sacral authority. The second authority is emotional authority. And Jenna, I know you are an emotional authority. So you guys work different from a sacral authority, because a sacral authority is designed to make decisions in the moment, right away. Emotional authorities need a lot more time to come to a decision that is energetically correct for them. And that is because you have an emotional wave. So you are always experiencing high highs and low lows. And you need to be in an emotionally neutral space before you make a decision with your intuition. Okay. And so it's really important for an emotional authority to take time away when making a decision, making sure they are feeling emotionally neutral. And then when they are in a neutral space, that is when you're going to tap into your body and seeing if the decision feels like a full body yes or a full body no. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I mean, I want to interject too, because initially when you said that to me during our session, I was like, well, shoot, like I kind of saw it like initially as a negative, but the more that you were talking about it and the more that I was connecting it, like it was crazy because I was like, that's exactly how I am. Right. But the more that you were speaking on it, I'm like, that isn't at all. So I almost like, not knowing that I was this emotional authority, right? Before we had our session, like I knew that I had those waves. And I looked at it as negative. And then after speaking with you through this, I'm like, I just have to learn how to really like connect to that and attune to that. And it's not at all. So it was just like this big epiphany moment for me. It was beautiful. Just during our session, then after, when I was like reflecting and I listened back right away. Yeah. I remember messaging that. But it was really just cool to kind of make that connection, because I knew that's how I was. And then I just had like that, what you said earlier, like that permission slip or that just acknowledgement, like, okay, this is why, right?
Yeah. And I think that's the beautiful thing, is because sometimes we know how we want to make decisions, or that we need more time, or that we're these like highly emotional people, and we resist it without even realizing it. We're resisting who we truly are because we're told by society or growing up that we should be someone other than who we truly are. And so you're right, it's that total permission slip. And I know emotional authorities face a lot of conditioning around, you know, it can feel uncomfortable to take time to make decisions because we live in such a fast-paced world where people want answers like immediately, right? And so just knowing that you're allowed to take time and that's actually correct for you, it just gives you, again, yeah, the permission to actually act the way that you want to, right?
Right.
Which is beautiful. And so I guess the third authority that I want to touch on is called splenic authority. And so I'm a splenic authority, and people with splenic authority tend to be like highly intuitive, very instinctual. And so their instinct, kind of like the sacral authority, it decides like in the moment, right? You almost have this deep knowing that comes to you in the moment about what is right for you and what is wrong for you. And so it's about learning to play with and trust that kind of instinctual knowing, that instinctual voice. The moment that you begin to question or like get logical about it, then that voice goes away with the splenic authority. So it's really about being aware, like right in the moment when something happens, and then trusting that voice is enough. If that makes sense. With the other authorities, if you're not one of the authorities that I talked about today, you may make decisions based on the environment that you're in that can be helpful, or by speaking it out loud to someone. So there's all these like beautiful ways that you can tap into your intuition based on your authority. So if you're not one of the ones that I mentioned today, definitely go look yours up or message me, reach out to me, and I can help you with that too.
That's wonderful. And I was just, okay, moving on, because I know we're going to get to this in a minute here.
Okay,
so
okay.
I guess we could kind of backtrack a little bit and go broader with sharing just examples of what the different energy types are, right? Because first you find what your energy type is, and then you find your energy type. And I want to speak this out because I'm the one learning too, right? But then you have your authority. And what was the other big one?
Strategy.
Yes. Okay. So can we backtrack and briefly run through just the different types, the energy types and what they mean?
Yes. So actually your energy type is probably the first thing that you'll generally start with, rather than we kind of skip forward to the authority. So you'll get your energy type when you look up your chart, and knowing your energy type can be very impactful because it helps you to lean into who you are authentically, and it helps you understand your sort of like innate or natural energy level. Okay. And so there, like I said before, there are five energy types in human design. So they are generators, manifesting generators, manifestors, projectors, and reflectors. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll kind of skim the surface, briefly go through each of the energy types, and then each energy type has a strategy that's associated with it. So I'll kind of dive into that as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that work?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, first I'll start with a generator. So for those of you who are listening, who are generators, you are here to generate energy when you do something that makes you happy. So when you follow what lights you up, what makes you happy, generators have this like overflowing, kind of sparkly energy that literally spills out of them. It fuels themselves, it fuels others. And with that kind of sparkly energy, you guys are really here to do the work of society. And so you might be listening, you might be a generator and thinking like, I don't feel like I have this overflowing energy, like what's wrong with me? And that might be because you are not using your strategy correctly. So if you remember, I said your strategy is how you are supposed to use your energy when you are interacting with others or interacting with the world. And so this may all make sense in a minute as I kind of go through it. So a generator's strategy is responding. And so responding as a generator means almost having this like lean back approach to life, right? Letting life come to you and responding with a yes to the things that light you up, that make you happy, and saying no to everything else, right? And so if you are a generator and you feel like I don't have this overflowing energy about me, it is likely that you are saying yes to things that you actually want to say no to. And so this strategy of responding is about only saying yes to those things that are like, I'm so lit up, I'm so happy by this, like, absolutely, I'm 2 feet in. If it feels like a maybe, if it feels like a no, we should be saying no. And so if you're saying yes to your yeses, then you'll have this overflowing energy. And that helps you to shift into alignment. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep going.
Okay. So that is a generator and the generator's strategy. And so next I'll go into a manifesting generator. So a manifesting generator is actually a combination of two types, the manifester and the generator. Okay. But manifesting generators, Jenna, I know you're a manifesting generator. You guys are kind of a generator at your core. So you also generate this overflowing, sparkly energy when you are following the things that light you up. But you also have these manifester qualities about you where you tend to be a little bit more spontaneous. Many manifesting generators tend to be like multi-passionate. And when you guys dive into your different passions, that helps to kind of bring forward your true purpose, and it helps you gain insights. Manifesting generators are also, they also tend to be very efficient and kind of quick to master things, okay? And manifesting generators, because you guys are kind of a generator at your core, you have the exact same strategy as a generator. So your strategy is also responding. So saying yes to only the things that truly light you up, saying no to everything else. And that strategy helps to create boundaries with your energy. Mm-hmm. Stop me if you have any questions or if it's not fully making sense.
No, you're doing great.
Okay. Manifester is the third type. So manifestors are very different from generators and manifesting generators. They tend to cycle through periods where they have these surges of energy, and then they have these kind of lulls where they have periods where they need more rest. Okay. Manifestors, even since they were little, like, you know, as long as they've lived, they have this very strong sense of who they are and where they want to go in life. And they tend to be almost this like leader. They're here to make an impact and kind of spearhead movements when they follow these urges of energy. But the thing about manifestors is they have this kind of like closed aura or energy about them, where sometimes it's hard for other energy types to get a read on a manifestor. And so because of that, a manifestor's strategy is called informing. And informing is really sharing and letting other people in on the direction that you are headed, right? Because when people know what you're doing and where you're going, that is when they will show up and support you and respect you to kind of go your own way. But when people don't know what you're doing, they can be more judgmental, right? And so that's why their strategy is really about like letting other people into their kind of closed aura. Mm-hmm. The fourth type is a projector, and I'm a projector. So, projectors are very different from generators and manifesting generators, because projectors are called non-energy beings. They do not have this overflowing energy about them. They're actually designed to rest quite a bit, and they're designed to be really efficient and kind of work smarter, not harder. Which can be hard in a world where it's mostly generators and manifesting generators, and we feel like we need to keep up with you guys and your overflowing energy. It's hard to sit back and feel like resting is enough. That's what I found for myself anyways. Projectors have what's called a penetrating energy, which allows them to see into other people really clearly. And it's almost like projectors have this wisdom that can help guide other people into their truest potential. A projector's strategy is called waiting for the invitation. And what that means is kind of a projector should focus their time and energy on what they love, like kind of really honing in on their craft, doing the things that make them happy, and knowing that the right people and the right opportunities will come our way and really invite us for our guidance. And that's because, again, because projectors don't have a lot of energy, if we were to give our guidance and our wisdom away to everyone, we would burn out and be exhausted. And so we want the right people to come to us, the people who really see our value and our wisdom. And that's when we spread our message. So that's a projector. And then the final type is a reflector, and a reflector is only 1% of the population. They are very rare. And when you are looking at their chart that comes up, they have no colored in areas. And why that's important is because you guys don't need to know the details, but what it means is reflectors are taking energy in from the people and the world around them. And with that quality, reflectors are really good at changing and adapting to the environment that they're in and the people that they're around. So they're almost kind of like the chameleons of I guess, the human design world. They're very flexible, very adaptable, and they reflect other people's energy back to them. And reflectors, I don't know if there's going to be any listening, because again, you guys are very rare, but their strategy is called waiting a lunar cycle. And because their chart, the way that it looks, they don't have any colored in areas. They have no consistent energy to rely on like the rest of us. And because of that, they have no consistent energy to rely on in order to make decisions. And so they use the moon's cycle in order to create that consistency and to make decisions. And so for them, their strategy is waiting up to 28 days when they are making a decision, which again is very different from how our world works. Mm-hmm. And so reflectors face a lot of conditioning.
So fascinating. So to kind of give some just practical example, can we like talk about ourselves and like how, you know, human design had me, I mean, I am just kind of getting started within the last couple of weeks, right? We just had our session last week. But just if you can share like how knowing your human design type, your chart, how it's had like a significant impact within your life and just how it's helped you within motherhood, life and business, you can share on. Yeah.
So again, when I first learned about human design, my being a projector deeply, deeply resonated with me. I always felt like I did not have a lot of energy, and I always felt like I needed to keep up with everyone else. And I thought there was maybe something wrong with me. Like, why don't I have as much energy as everyone else? And so just knowing that about myself, it has given me so much permission to slow down and to rest. It's like, as though before I would push myself to keep up with the energy of everyone else. And the rest of my family is generators and manifesting generators. And I would push myself to kind of keep up with them in their energy level. And so, like, hands down, it has been the thing that has given me the permission to slow down and to be so much more intentional about how, what my day looks like, actually thoughtfully putting in, you know, time, like rest times throughout my day, set those boundaries for myself. Like, I literally at like 3 p.m., I make sure that I shut my work down, and I, you know, I often I put in my calendar, think about having a rest here. Like, I literally create those boundaries for myself because that actually feels good for me. And for so long, I was fighting those things that I knew to be true about myself. And so, yeah, I think that's the most practical way, is just really slowing down and being more intentional.
It does. And I could speak on that. Just a different example that I wanted to share. I thought of that as you were speaking, was I kind of already shared, having that emotional authority. It was a big epiphany, aha moment for me, because I've always known, I was intuitive, right? I have always felt that inside. And I know that we didn't talk about this on today's podcast episode, but are they called body centers?
Energy centers.
Okay. So there's energy centers, and then your gates and channels that really share your gifts. You did speak on that a little bit, that your gifts and things. So the struggle, or that battle that I was internally facing before I learned this, was I know I'm intuitive, right? And I do have that energy center open, the splenic energy center open. So it's okay, wow. You know, that was validation there, but then having that emotional authority, in my mind, I think, well, if you're instinct or intuitive, it should be like that, the snap of a finger. So that was a big realization for me. I could still know and feel that intuitive instinctiveness, right? Yeah. But then I still have to ride that. I have to know that I'm emotionally neutral. So it was just such a big light bulb moment, because I was looking at it almost like a fault, having that emotional authority, but it's no, that just explained exactly. Sorry, my cat is sitting on my lap and I keep pulling hair out of my mouth. I got to brush her. So it was just this big epiphany moment, because then even the gifts that you were sharing, with the gates and the channels, it all just resonated with exactly how I've felt and where I find resistance and where I've felt where I had faults. And it was just this big, the connection piece of helping it work all together. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love hearing that, because that's exactly what it's done for me. And if it can do it for, you know, my clients and other people, that, you know, it just makes my heart so full knowing that it can give you that permission slip, that acceptance too, because what's better than that, really? And I love that you were speaking about, you know, because I was saying at the beginning of our talk here today how, you know, human design tells us how we are all unique and different from each other. And then here I went and I talked about it, and I grouped you guys into five different energy types. And I really want to make it clear that we just kind of grazed the surface of human design today, you know, through a reading, kind of like you talked about, Jenna. We got so much more in depth into the energy centers and the gates and the channels. We haven't talked about that at all today. And it's through understanding all of those things that you really get into your unique differences and your gifts and your strengths and how it all kind of ties together. And so if anyone's listening wants to dive into that deeper, I do chart readings, and I have one specific to mothers called the Aligned Mother. And then I have another chart reading specific to moms in business called the Aligned Mompreneur. And so if anyone's listening today to this podcast and you're interested in a chart reading, message me, and you know, if you mention this podcast, the Balanced Mom Method podcast, then I'll give you over $100 discount on a reading too.
Oh, yay. Like
a fun little, yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. That is so thoughtful of you. I just want to plug her readings and her sessions, because going back to mine, it just left me feeling so fired up, because the awareness piece too, like you've said permission slip, and I know you've also said awareness, but knowing, just having that awareness of like the different pieces. And I think I asked you this too, like, are all manifesting generators, do they all have the emotional authority? And, you right. know, you're like, no, that is based on, you know, your birthday and the time and yeah. everything else. So like, that was a big piece of like that uniqueness. And just that piece of where I'm going to say it again, just where I saw these struggles and challenges, it's helped me work through that to not see it as a challenge and just work or learn how to just use it to my advantage. Just to step into my, you know, highest best self. It was wonderful. So thank you so much. She sends you the recording. She sends you a beautiful, I'm like, I will talk you up all day. She sends like this beautiful PDF, like summary, and that, like, I printed it out and I was highlighting it. And that's so mean, right?
I love you. thank you. Yeah. Like this, again, this work has just been so impactful for my own life. And so if I can help someone else too, like that just makes my day. So thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. So tell everyone, where can people find you?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram, and maybe Jenna can, you know, tag me down below, but it's Carolyn Williamson. But if you're looking to kind of come into my world in a way that's free, that's not a human design reading, I just created this new free private podcast, which I'm super, super excited about. It's called the Soulful Mompreneur Meditation Oasis. And so it is kind of tailored for moms who are navigating the world of entrepreneurship and motherhood. And so in it, I have 5 different guided meditations where it helps you to find balance and clarity and inner strength as you are moving through these 2 worlds together, so that you can find some, you know, well-being and some balance while you're on this journey to find fulfillment and success. So that's a really fun way to hop into my world for free. And I'm sure Jenna will link that below, but yeah, yes. I would love for you to check that out if it feels good for you.
It is wonderful. I'm on day 3. I've been doing it every morning. I skipped the weekend, so I'm only on day 3, but it is wonderful. And it's been wonderful. So kudos to you on creating that. Very well done. And I will link everything in the show notes or Instagram, where to find the Meditation Oasis. And yeah. And let me know, like, if you need help getting a hold of her, please send me an email, hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. But, yes, thank you so much just for today's chat. I feel like we can talk forever, but
yeah, I feel like we can too. Thank you so much, Jenna. Honestly, this has been so nice. Like, yeah. This is the best. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for just taking the time and space with us today. And again, everything will be linked in the show notes below. And if this episode just resonated with you, mamas, just if it relieved any weight, or if you're like super jazzed to go check out what your human design is, we would love for you to share this episode with another mom who might also find this as impactful. So thank you again for being here. Thank you for listening today. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mamas. We're sending our love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please leave mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.